And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Not neck work, but, you know, I stumble on that. I've only been doing this 10 years. One of these days, I'll get that down. But anyway, we're glad you're back. And we're talking roasted vegetables because the bounty is plentiful right now coming out of the gardens and the farm stands, and you need to get out and take an advantage of that because there is nothing better than fresh vegetables roasted or grilled, and we've been talking a little bit about that. And right before the break, I was talking about acorn squash, and they're the black ones that look like an acorn. Cut them in half, take the seeds out, and you got a little bowl there, right? Now, I prefer to put a little bit of water in a pan and put the cut side down and roast them at like 350 for about a half hour, and then take them out.
So you can do that even in the oven.
Yes, right. And then take them out, flip them over, and there's a little point on the bottom of that acorn squash. Just take your knife and nip that off. It'll be soft now because it's roasted. Don't go too deep because you don't want to get into the meat, just to make it so you got something to set it on, right? Flip it over, put a little pat of butter and a teaspoonful of brown sugar in there. Put it back in the oven for about 15
or
minutes.
Or throw it on your grill and give her some flame.
Right, but because you don't need
that
to shell.
Skin, no, but if you grill it now, it's softened up. That skin will take all the abuse that your fire is going to give it, and it gives it kind of a pretty look, and you get a little bit of that savory flavor.
Right, yep. And then, but you just take that out, mix that sugar and butter. It's in a little pool down there. Mix that in.
Does that fit with your diet?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, you know, you could extra sugar in the butter, but, you know, it's mostly squash, right? Yeah. But anyway, so that's a good one this time of year. And the cool thing is you buy those squash, they'll keep for 4 or 5 weeks on your tabletop.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat them right away.
Acorn, huh?
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
There's so many types of squash.
There are.
It doesn't always have to be meat. Sorry, Tim.
Right.
But just a little shout out here to our new producer. We're now at Town Square Media for our production, and we're on one of their stations in Grand Rapids, but our new producer is Trevor Swanson, and he's doing a great job. Just want to give him a little shout-out. Last week, we talked to him about grilling. Did you try any grilling, Trevor?
I haven't tried any grilling yet.
Oh, fail. Fail. Okay, here's something you can try.
Well, we're not going to take his man card, but we might clip the corner, right?
So here's something you can try.
Yeah.
Skewers. They're really easy, and we talked about going to yard sales and getting the old metal ones because they're cheap. Tomato mozzarella basil skewer. It's really simple. You get some mozzarella balls.
They're about the size of
yours.
They're not that big. They're about the size of a marble, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure. They're big. They're like a golf ball, maybe.
Oh,
depends,
not that big.
Depends
half
on
that
how
size.
Depends on what size you want.
Right.
But they got to be big enough so that they won't melt when you
grill them?
When you have them on the grill.
Okay.
And then you get some nice, I would get with like a ciabatta or something. Even a stale bread works great, something thick with a nice crust. Cut it into squares that are a little bigger than the mozzarella. And then you chop, I like to do a whole leaf of basil in between each piece.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you'll necessarily eat it, but the basil flavor will go into the
tomato and the mozzarella.
And the bread.
Right.
And then you just throw it on the grill, and you got to only leave it on for a minute or so on each side, and you keep rotating it, and you get these cool grill marks on your bread. And about the time the mozzarella is starting to melt, it's done.
Okay.
Because the tomato doesn't take much either. And there's a tomato that's about the size of a golf ball, so it's like a caparillo or kappa something.
Right.
And that's the kind to get. I get them at the supermarket in a plastic bin because I love plastic. Here's one that you found a long time ago, and it's a Caesar skewer.
Right.
And it's a hunk of romaine, a hunk of bread, and a hunk of burning love. Some par-cooked chicken breast or whatever type you want to use. I think you would probably use shrimp. And then you skewer those together, and you throw them on the grill, and you just keep rotating them again. And you drizzle a little garlic EVO on there from Old World.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're done, you can put a little Caesar dressing on it and grated Parmesan.
Right.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's cool. You gave somebody a grilled salad on a skewer.
Right.
So if you're having that party and people want to walk around with something,
right,
they can have a sword fight when they're done.
Right. So I've got one that I made for my family when they were in last week as a side dish. Everybody likes mushrooms, right?
No.
And I do. Right. And so what we did is the cremini mushrooms, or I like to use the ones that are the baby Bellas.
Oh,
that's what they're called in the store. They're a button mushroom.
Okay,
and pop the stem.
Those are kind of darker colored.
Right. Yep. And
why do you like those?
What? I just think they're more flavorful than the white ones.
Okay.
To me, a different flavor. But what I did is I took them and just cut them in half, but run a knife down the middle of them because I want them a little bit beefier to stay on the skewer. Now, the tip here is that you marinate the mushrooms for about 20 minutes to a half hour before you skewer them.
Like some,
because
some,
they'll
some
fall apart.
Cheap Italian, zesty
well,
Italian.
Well, no, I'm going to give you the marinade here in a minute. But where I'm going is that if you try to skewer these things when they're fresh, before they're marinated, they're going to break apart.
They're going to crack.
They crack and they fall off the skewer. But I took a quarter cup of balsamic, a couple tablespoons of soy sauce, minced garlic, black pepper, and that's it. And I mixed that up, rolled those mushrooms in it, and poured it in a Ziploc bag and left them in there for like a half hour, right? Just enough to soak up that balsamic
soy. And then maybe keep rotating it every 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Just on the counter, not in the fridge.
Right, exactly.
You don't need to refrigerate.
No, they're mushrooms.
The warmer it is, the more they'll absorb.
Right. So then I took them out and just skewered them on the smallest diameter wooden skewers I could find, because it doesn't take long for a mushroom.
Right.
And I soaked them in water while the mushrooms were marinating. But at the end of the day, grilled that 2 or 3 minutes on each side, and we had flank steak. And it was just a really cool presentation and
wow.
a wonderful tasting accompaniment with the flank steak was just one of those mushroom skewers on there. And it was easy to put together, and man, it turned out great.
And not to overbeat on the metal skewers, but the mushroom in particular will survive a metal skewer a little better than a wooden one.
That's
because
right.
that thin metal blade will slide through there, and you might not blow it apart. They are tricky
right.
to skewer.
Right.
So you'll end
anyway,
up with some pieces.
Great little fall side dish. You can get mushrooms everywhere if you like them.
And flank steak.
Right.
You could probably even use my round steak on my cows. I always have them run it through the tenderizer.
Right.
And it kind of turns out like flank steak.
Right.
If you only go medium rare, right. it's pretty tender.
Yep. It was just a great little combination, this mushrooms. And if you wanted to, you could have. I didn't because of my health conscious family, but you could have sprinkled some grated parm on top of those the last couple minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And that would have really just dressed them up a ton. But I didn't do it. But that particular dish was unbelievable.
And you can even get away with, again, the dehydrated, grated stuff in the can from Kraft.
Right.
It's still got a pretty good flavor by the time you heat it up.
Right, right. But one of the other things that I did for these guys when they were in town was I did a barbecue shrimp and peach kebab. And we're going to cover that in the last segment because it sounds like it might be a little difficult. It really wasn't. Peaches are in season. Shrimp are everywhere in the store. Buy the raw ones, obviously, but we're going to cover that coming in the next segment. But,
yeah. So when I was repping for all those grill companies, you love my Epicoa, my Brazilian barbecue that has all the skewers.
Seven rotisseries on
well,
one.
When we used to demo those at the national shows, because you have lines and lines of people, we called them seagulls.
Right.
Because they're just there for the food. To make it cheap, we would get this Eckrich smoked sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And we cut it up into little chunks, and then we cut peppers, all sorts of peppers and onions, and we'd make these skewers. They're very colorful, but just that cheap sausage, and you can buy them like 2 for $5.
Right.
Makes a gorgeous presentation, and it's inexpensive. People love it, and it's too tempting. You have to eat one.
All right. Coming up next, a little shrimps on the barbie with a peach. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Joe from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.